Like nations everywhere, India and Bangladesh are trying to contain coronavirus outbreaks. On top of that, they're also preparing for a cyclone with 165-mile-per-hour winds. That's equivalent to a Category 5 hurricane. The governments of India and Bangladesh are trying to evacuate hundreds of thousands of people ahead of the storm, which is expected to make landfall tomorrow. Shamarendra Karmakar is a retired director of Bangladesh's meteorological department. He joins us from Bangladesh's capital, Dhaka. What can you tell us about this storm, Cyclone Amphan?
It is already weakened slightly in the afternoon, late afternoon, with sustained wind speed of about 200 kilometers, gusting to 220 kilometers, and may weaken a little more during landfall.
So you're looking at wind speeds now between 120, 150, but expecting some weakening. The people most at risk to the severe flooding live in coastal cities. They live in mud and wooden shacks. Where is the government evacuating these people to? Are there shelters and are they adequate?
I think government is taking a lot of preparation. They are making the shelters ready. They have increased the number of shelters because the schools are now closed because of corona. So that will be used also. And the volunteers of, you know, cyclone preparedness program, they are already at the coastal areas and requesting the people to take shelter in the cyclone shelters. That is what I have seen from the news.
So among the people in very basic shacks are about 1 million Rohingya refugees who fled the ethnically driven massacres in Myanmar a few years ago. And they've been living in this giant refugee camp, Cox's Bazar, in Bangladesh. What do you know about their situation? Do they have enough space to relocate?
I think Cox's Bazar region will be less impacted area, because it is likely to make landfall through the western, southwestern, that is in the Indian and Bangladesh border area. So coastal area of Cox's Bazar and Chittagong, I think that will be less affected. So the Rohingya people who are in the tent, I think they'll not be impacted so much, but there will be some thunderstorms, rainfall, something like that, what is usual during this time.
I've read that across Bangladesh, some people are hesitant to evacuate. Why do you think that is?
It happens always in our country or in other countries also. What I have seen, that the people, they don't like to go to the shelter sometimes. And there are many reasons for this. And this year, you know, corona is a new edition. And it is a new issue. And they may think that the social distance will not be maintained properly. That may also create a problem among them this year. But government has requested them, the people, to use masks and increase the number of shelters for maintaining some social distance among the people.
I just learned today that about 40% of global storm surges hit Bangladesh. In fact, some of the deadliest cyclones have hit Bangladesh in the past half century. As you say, now there's coronavirus. How prepared do you think Bangladesh really is for the effects of the storm?
The people are now aware than before. So this is my thinking, that the people will be going to the shelter and also take precautions in this case.
Well, we are very glad to hear the precautions are being taken. Shamarendra Karmakar is a retired director of Bangladesh's meteorological department. He's been speaking with us from Bangladesh's capital, Dhaka. Shamarendra, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.